Absolutely. So that leads me to my question about love. I was hoping you can learn me about love. So I understand the type of love I have for my wife. I understand the type of love I have for my children. Heck, I even understand the type of love I have for a nice cold beer on a hot summer day. But when we say God is love, I'm not getting that. I don't understand how God is love.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason it's difficult for us is because we don't experience anything like that in our day-to-day activities. God, let's look at it this way. God is he is the sum of all perfection. So whether it's existence, knowledge, love, to tie in with existence, kind of a subset of that being, God is, he doesn't have those in the sense that you and I have these things. When we say that somebody has existence or has love or has something, that implies that we've received it from somebody or something else, but not so in God's case. So this is really a metaphysical point. It's not the way we typically think in our day-to-day activities, but it's real nonetheless. And that is, God doesn't possess these things as if he had received them from somebody else. He has them in his own essence, which means because he doesn't receive them from anything or anyone, he is those things. Because otherwise, if he possessed them the way we do, then he couldn't be God, because he would have received them from somebody else. So we must say, therefore, that God in his nature as God, God qua God, as the philosophers would say, that he is love, he is being, he is beauty, he is truth, he is unity, all these transcendental categories of perfection, he is all those things by nature rather than like we have them, he is them. I know it's metaphysical, but it's true, and the more you gaze at it, the clearer it will become. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, it does, and I'm going to have to funk upon it a little bit because it's most like the Trinity. It's like you think you get it for a second, and it's like, oh, wait a sec, I just lost it again.
Yeah.
So, but I'm kind of getting there.
May I recommend a couple books to you, David? Are you a reading kind of guy?
Absolutely, and I have a shelf full of your books, by the way.
Thank you.
You're making me poor because every time I read them, I give them to friends.
Well, I'm flattered. I'm going to recommend two books from people far loftier than me, but thank you for the kind comment. The first person is Frank Sheed. He's got a wonderful book. It's called Theology and Sanity, and he does a beautiful job of explaining this topic over the course of many pages. Get that book. The second book I would refer you to is called The One and the Many. Now, The One and the Many is kind of an overview of metaphysics, but you're dealing with metaphysics right now. This is metaphysics, pure and simple. So Father Norris Clark, he does a masterful job of breaking down these concepts. What is being? What exactly is that? And how can we understand it from its different perspectives? He gets into many of the different aspects of metaphysics that touch upon this. So those two books, I think, single-handedly, or I guess in this case, ambidextrously, will be able to take you deeper into this question about God being love. Sound good?
Got it. Thank you so much. Yep,
okay. Yeah, thank you, David. Appreciate the phone call.